Chosen one, lend your ear, for this encounter transcends mere chance. It is your destiny to receive these words this day. The celestial realm has purposefully cut through the cacophony of your daily life, beckoning you into a sacred pause, a moment meticulously carved out solely for you. You did not stumble upon this message. It was dispatched to seek you out. A silence, profound and unnatural, has enveloped you. A silence laden with weight and intention. Not the tranquil stillness of peace, but the disquieting hush of something concealed, something causing deep anguish. In the hushed recesses of your world, behind the masks of familiar smiles and routine exchanges, someone close, closer than you realize, is enduring silent torment. And if you are honest with yourself, you've sensed it. A subtle tug at your spirit, a burden weighing you down without explanation. This was no mere confusion, but divine confirmation. They are afflicted, yet they keep their suffering to themselves, shielding you from their pain. In solitude, they clutch their chest, whispering fervent prayers in the darkness, fearful of disturbing your sleep with their agony. They offer laughter, but it rings hollow, a borrowed joy. They wear smiles, but they fail to mask their weariness. They bear the storm alone, unwilling to burden you with their troubles. Yet all this time, God has been observing what your mortal eyes could not perceive. Every tear veiled behind a smile, every late night sigh, every silent entreaty that never reached your ears but resonated within his heart. And now the Spirit of the Lord declares, "Know this, this person is no stranger to you. Their name is etched into the very fabric of your life story. Their presence once brought solace to your soul. You've held their hand, shared the depths of your heart. But now, their body is failing, and their silence stands as a barrier between life and death. They keep postponing, saying, 'Not now, I'll tell them later.' They have enough on their plate already. But each delay steals a precious breath. Each excuse propels them closer to the precipice. And God is calling you to intervene before it's too late. This revelation is not to condemn you for your past oversight, but to invite you into the divine unveiling, offering you an opportunity to bridge the gap, to ensure their story is not written devoid of your love. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6 verse 2. This is not merely a message. It is a sacred assignment. You were chosen to read these words because time is of the essence, and someone's soul cries out for help behind closed doors. Will you answer the call? If your heart is stirred by these words, recognize that it is not mere emotion. It is the Holy Spirit bearing witness within you, marking you as the one God trusts in this hour. Now, as you step into this divine role, declare your readiness. Type "Amen" in the comments below as a testament to your acceptance. A bold affirmation that you are prepared to embrace your God-given purpose. And stay with me until the very end, as we will conclude with a powerful prayer for today. Chosen one, this marks the commencement of discernment, not by chance, not as entertainment, but as a divine interruption. The Lord is entering your present moment because someone is slipping through the cracks, and heaven refuses to remain silent any longer. You felt it, didn't you? Something has been amiss. You couldn't quite place your finger on it, but your spirit knew. A weight has hung in the air, a sacred unrest, a persistent whisper tugging at your heart. But now, that whisper has transformed into a resounding shout, and God is urging you to look again. You might question, "Who is it, Lord?" And already, your mind begins to stir. Names surface, faces flicker, memories surge like waves crashing upon your soul. Their joy flickers like a candle struggling against a gentle breeze. This is not your imagination. It is revelation. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34 verse 18. God never intended for you to carry guilt for not noticing sooner. You weren't blind. They were simply determined to conceal their pain behind a facade of strength. But now, in his infinite mercy, God has drawn back the veil. For true, Christ-like love cannot remain passive while someone silently drowns. So I ask you again, who has undergone a transformation? Who has grown quieter, not just in words, but in spirit? who once spoke of dreams and now only dwells on responsibilities, who has begun to linger, to sit longer, to smile less. Look again. It is not random, it is not subtle, it is spiritual. You are not merely recalling a memory. You are being stirred by the Holy Spirit. That face flashing before your eyes is not a figment of your imagination. It is your assignment. Their initials may rise within you like smoke from an altar. Their name may tighten your chest. Do not dismiss it. Do not postpone, saying, "I'll check in tomorrow," for tomorrow is not guaranteed. There is still time, but it is fleeting. A soul, intertwined with your story, is silently unraveling behind a veil of strength. Their body may be fading, yet their soul remains within reach. Their heart remains open to love. Their spirit still yearns to be found. And you, chosen one, are being sent not just with compassion, but with healing in your voice. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. Proverbs 24 verse 11. Heaven has witnessed what you have not. Heaven has heard what you were not meant to hear until now. Every night they sat alone, coughing into their sleeve, praying no one would notice. Every moment they leaned against the bathroom sink, gazing into the mirror, wondering if they would see another morning. God saw it all. And now, He is revealing it to you because someone has been praying, "Lord, don't let me die without saying goodbye. God, give me one more chance to be honest. Father, if there's still purpose in me, send someone who sees me. You are that someone." This message is not about guilt, but about grace. You are not too late. You are right on time, but only if you act now. God doesn't require you to be a doctor, a miracle worker, or a prophet. He simply needs you to show up, to speak, to utter the one thing they have been longing to hear, but are too afraid to ask for. "I know something's wrong." You don't have to carry this alone. Observe what unfolds when you speak these words. Their eyes may flood with tears. Their hands may tremble. They may avert their gaze, but this is not weakness. It is the breaking of a wall, the crumbling of shame, a soul beginning to breathe once more. For what they needed most was not a cure, but connection. It wasn't medicine initially. It was mercy. They didn't need another distraction. They needed to be seen. Do you recall when Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus? Before summoning him forth, he wept. The Savior of the world, knowing resurrection was imminent, still paused to feel the pain, to share the grief, to acknowledge the depth of human suffering. And when he cried out, "Lazarus, come forth," it wasn't merely a resurrection, it was recognition. That same spirit is moving now. God is calling you to be the voice at the tomb. He is calling you to speak life where silence has reigned, to proclaim, "Come out of hiding. You are not alone. You are not forgotten." Perhaps you have been distracted, busy, exhausted. That is acceptable. God does not bring this to you with blame, but with invitation. You cannot rewind the past, but you can rewrite what happens next. Encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. What if a single conversation could alter everything? What if one message, one text, one call could shift the trajectory of a life? That moment is now. Look around again. The person is likely closer than you think. Someone within your home, your church, your past, your circle. The one who remained silent so you wouldn't worry. The one who consistently gave but never asked. The strong one who is now secretly weak. But God sees. And because He sees, you have been called. Do not underestimate this moment. It is not insignificant. It is not sentimental. It is spiritual warfare. For if the enemy can keep their pain concealed, he can keep them isolated. And if he can keep them isolated, he can convince them they are alone. But you are the answer to that lie. You are the one sent to disrupt the silence. And with your voice, healing will commence, not just for them, but for you. For love like this does not merely restore. It revives, it awakens, it renews. Heaven has interrupted your scroll, your schedule, your stillness for this purpose. Will you listen? Will you move? Will you speak? Because this is no longer solely about them. It is about obedience, about partnership with the Holy Spirit, about becoming the vessel through which love refuses to relinquish its hold. They are not lost, not yet, but they are fading. And the light God placed within you may be the only one strong enough to guide them home. So rise, chosen one. This is your moment, this is your mission, and this is your miracle in motion. Pause here, for this moment carries a weight your spirit has been anticipating. Something urgent is unfolding. And though your day may have commenced ordinary, the message you are receiving now is anything but. This is sacred ground. God reoriented your steps to this very moment. Someone in your world is standing on fragile ground, but they have disguised their weakness as strength. A quiet battle is raging within them, and their silence is not strength. It is surrender, a weary, trembling surrender. And though they have confided in no one, heaven told you. Yes, you. Your inner world has been whispering truths that your mind attempted to dismiss. The strange tug in your chest, the odd timing of their name flashing across your mind, the quiet thought, maybe I should check in, followed swiftly by, no, they're probably fine. But now you are seeing it for what it truly is. That was not coincidence. It was the spirit tapping you on the shoulder, urging, now, not tomorrow, now. Courage rarely arrives cloaked in certainty. Move when your spirit stirs. The time for action does not always arrive with certainty. It arrives with conviction. And conviction is what you feel right now, that stir in your soul. That is not anxiety. It is your discernment awakening. It is your spirit recognizing divine urgency. For God is not merely trying to inform you. He is trying to save them. Someone you love is in pain, not the kind that always manifests on the surface, but the deep, eroding kind that settles in the body like lead and in the soul like silence. They have worn the mask so well, navigating conversations with practiced smiles and light laughter borrowed from better days. But beneath it all, their strength is dwindling. The pain has become a second skin. They are weary, and they are beginning to wonder, would anyone even notice if I disappeared? And so heaven intervened. Heaven crafted this message and delivered it to your ears because the Father could not bear to let them fade without a fight. And you are that fight. You are the one who carries enough love to shake them free from the shadows. You may not possess a medical license, but you hold something just as powerful. Presence, compassion, intercession. Your words may not be written in textbooks, but they are written with the ink of heaven. Your voice, when guided by love, can break through walls that even medicine cannot touch. Do you recall how Jesus raised Jairus's daughter? The room was filled with people, filled with noise, filled with doubt. And still, the Messiah spoke just two words, Talitha kum, little girl, arise. That is the kind of power that resides in words spoken in faith, in love, in holy urgency. One word from you, one moment of vulnerability, one brave step forward may become someone's resurrection hour. So speak, ask, observe. Do not let awkwardness bind you. Do not let fear of being wrong keep you silent. When the Holy Spirit prompts, delay is perilous. For when love delays, darkness advances. You might wonder, but what if I'm wrong? But chosen one, what if you're right? What if their life is teetering on the edge of surrender? And your voice is the net heaven has sent to catch them. They may not appear to be dying. That is the deception. Death does not always arrive screaming. Sometimes it walks silently through normal days, concealed in routine, cloaked in forced smiles. That is how it escapes detection, unless someone is paying attention, unless someone is spiritually awake, unless someone like you, chosen by heaven, sees what others miss. You have felt it, you have heard it, you have been sensing that something is amiss. You have been getting that nudge to call, to text, to stop by. You have noticed their energy shift. You have watched them retreat from conversations, stop making plans, disappear for just a little too long. That is not merely life happening. That is a soul withdrawing. And heaven saw all of it. Heaven watched as they coughed quietly into their pillow at night. The unseen world witnessed every moment they hid from you. Heaven counted their tears, and heaven is not about to let their cry go unanswered. You have been chosen not because you are perfect, but because you are willing, not because you possess all the answers, but because you are led by love. And love, true love, is always enough to break the silence. When you reach out, do so gently. This is not a confrontation. It is a rescue. Do not accuse, do not assume. Just utter the words they have longed to hear. I love you, and I feel like something's wrong. Please talk to me. That sentence may sound simple, but to them, it may sound like oxygen, like light, like hope cracking through a door they thought had been locked forever. They might deny it, they might laugh, but inside something will shift. Their heart will tremble, their walls will weaken, and tears may come not from fear, but from relief. Relief that someone finally saw them in their hiding place. Relief that they are not invisible. Relief that they do not have to carry this alone anymore. The enemy thrives on silence. He loves isolation. For if he can convince someone to suffer quietly, he can suffocate their hope before anyone notices. But love is louder than fear. Love is disruptive. Love intervenes. Love shines a light into the room and declares, "No more hiding. Not on my watch." And you carry that love. That is why you were called. That is why you were moved. That is why you cannot unhear what you have just heard. Because now you know. And once the truth touches your spirit, it will not let go. You were not meant to ignore this. You were meant to respond. Heaven entrusted this assignment to you because your love is strong enough, your spirit is brave enough, and your faith is fierce enough to stand between them and the edge. This is not the end. It is not too late. But it will be if no one moves, if no one acts, if no one speaks, if no one loves loudly enough to interrupt the slow approach of despair. And maybe, just maybe, you are the miracle they have been praying for. Heaven answers in myriad ways, sometimes through signs and wonders, other times through open hearts, soft words, and holy interruptions like this one. This moment may not appear dramatic, but it is divine. The clock is ticking, but grace is moving, mercy is stirring, and love is poised to break through. So let love move your feet. Let compassion guide your voice. Let heaven's urgency beat in your chest. Because one word, your word, may be the only thing standing between silence and salvation. They are still here. You are still in time. You did not find this message. This is not noise. It is heaven's precision. And it found you for a reason that transcends emotion beyond instinct. This is not simply a coincidence or a passing feeling. This is a divine summons, a holy moment where the veil is lifting and what was hidden in silence is now being brought into the light, not to shame, not to overwhelm, but to restore. There is a shift taking place in the unseen realm, and the Spirit of the living God is moving through this very message, urging you to see what you weren't meant to miss. Something sacred is calling your name, not to look away, but to look again, to listen, not just with your ears, but with your spirit. Because someone near you is crying behind a curtain of composure. Their body may still rise every morning, and their lips may still curve into smiles, but their soul is tired. Their strength is leaking through the cracks. And though they have said nothing, everything in your spirit has been sensing that something is wrong. They have become quieter, haven't they? A little more distant, a little more tired. The light in their eyes dims when they think no one's watching. Their laughter has lost its warmth. It echoes, but it no longer fills the room. They still show up. They still answer when you call. But something is missing, and heaven has noticed. God says you were not meant to live blind to what matters most. This is not just about physical illness. This is about a hidden battle. One that wears no labels, announces no diagnosis, and waits in silence, hoping someone will see it before it's too late. And that someone is you. The Most High has whispered into the depths of your soul and said, "Wake up, they're hurting. You know it, you felt it, and you were chosen to respond." Let this be the beginning of a new chapter, not just in their story, but in yours. A chapter where silence is no longer accepted as normal, where secrets are met with sacred compassion, not judgment, where pain no longer has to be carried in isolation, where you become the safe place, the steady presence, the outstretched hand that love requires. Because love, true love, doesn't wait to be asked. It shows up. It moves first. It knocks on the door of someone's silence and says, "You don't have to pretend with me. You don't have to carry this alone. And that is why this message is coming to you now, because time is not infinite. And though grace stretches far, some windows only open once. This is one of them. A holy narrow opening of time where heaven is inviting you to be part of a miracle. Not with grand speeches or perfect words, but with love, steady, simple, bold. Scripture tells us in Romans 12 verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. But how can we weep with someone if we don't even see their tears? How can we carry one another's burdens if we don't pause long enough to notice who is buckling under the weight? Heaven is inviting you to see, to notice, to remember. Who is it? Who did you use to laugh with, really laugh with joy that reached your gut? Who did you use to fight with, love fiercely, misunderstand, forgive, and then miss when time or distance drifted you apart? Who crosses your mind unexpectedly in the quiet moments, even though you haven't spoken in weeks, months, or even years? That name rising in your spirit right now, it's not just memory. It's mission. It's the echo of a connection that never truly died. And in the eyes of heaven, that bond still matters enough that the Spirit of God is now tugging at your soul, whispering, they need you. Go find them. Be the voice that reminds them they're not invisible. Because while you've been busy navigating your own world, their world has been slowly dimming. And they've hidden it well, woven a smile over their sorrow, wrapped routine around their weakness. But God has seen it. God has heard the words they couldn't say, the nights they couldn't sleep, the mornings they begged for strength, the moments they sat in silence, too afraid to tell anyone that something inside them was unraveling. And here is the truth you cannot ignore anymore. You were never meant to be unaware. This isn't about blame. This is about awakening. Heaven is not trying to shame you for not knowing sooner. Heaven is trying to empower you now that you do know, because your ignorance won't protect them. Your distance won't heal them. And silence has already done enough damage. You are being called to stand in the gap, to become the answer to a prayer they were too afraid to pray out loud. And maybe they won't open up right away. Maybe they'll shrug it off. Maybe they'll say, I'm fine. But that doesn't mean you were wrong. It means their fear is louder than their pain for now. But love has a way of softening what fear once hardened. And your consistency, your presence, your choice to not walk away, that will change everything. Because sometimes healing doesn't begin with medicine. Sometimes it begins with presence, with a person willing to say, I'm here. I see you. I'm not leaving. And perhaps you think you're not the right person, that you don't know what to say. But God isn't asking you to fix it. He's asking you to show up, to speak gently, to listen deeply, to become the light that begins to push back the shadow they've been sitting in. And if you still wonder whether this message is for you, ask your soul, because your spirit knows the truth. You've felt the trembling beneath the surface. You've seen the cracks they hoped you'd ignore. You've sensed the urgency even if you couldn't name it until now. Now you can. And now that you know, you cannot unknow. This is not the end of their story, but it could be if no one intervenes. And you are being positioned for this moment because your compassion is awake enough to call, enough to ask, enough to notice, enough to stand when they can't. Don't underestimate what your love can do. Don't believe the lie that it's too late. God is still in the business of redemption. And the miracle they need might be walking on 2 feet through you. It's not about dramatic moments or perfect timing. Sometimes the most holy work happens quietly in living rooms, in text messages, in car rides, in whispered prayers. And this is your invitation to step into that sacred space, because someone close to you is sick, not just in body, but in spirit. They are wearing strength like a mask. But heaven is done watching them pretend, and heaven is done waiting for you to guess. This is your knowing. This is the moment the veil lifts. This is the hour heaven breaks the silence and hands you the truth, not to frighten you, but to prepare you. Because love, true love, never stays silent when someone it cherishes is dying inside. You were born for this kind of love. You were built for this kind of courage. You were trusted with this kind of mission. Now go and bring the, here's the translation, rewritten and expanded upon in the style you requested. What if I told you that the light you feel, that gentle warmth accompanying you, isn't mere chance. What if this sensation, the subtle tug at your heartstrings, the weight that settles in your chest like a comforting blanket, the very impulse that guided you to this moment, isn't just some random occurrence? What if what you've been sensing, what you might have dismissed as confusion or uncertainty, is actually confirmation, a quiet, undeniable validation of something profoundly true? You haven't been imagining the silence, the stillness that feels almost tangible, the strange quiet that permeates the air around you. It's there, a subtle hum beneath the surface of everyday life, and that soft ache within your spirit, that gentle, persistent longing. It's real too. Every time a certain name, a specific face, drifts unexpectedly into your thoughts, it's not a quirk of memory, not a fleeting coincidence. It's not merely nostalgia, a wistful glance back at times gone by. No, this is something far deeper, far more significant. This is revelation, a glimpse behind the curtain, a moment of clarity breaking through the fog of the mundane. It's heaven itself reaching down, gently nudging you towards something important. There is someone, someone whose name resonates within you, echoes louder than all the others, someone who is carrying a burden far heavier than you could possibly realize. It may not be physically visible, this weight they bear, but it is spiritually heavy, a crushing load that threatens to overwhelm them. Someone close to you is sick, yes, but their ailment runs far deeper than mere physical illness. They are aching in their soul, weary in their spirit, their life force dimmed, and they are quietly, secretly preparing for a goodbye they haven't dared to speak aloud, a farewell they believe is inevitable. They've been covering it up, masking their pain, not out of deceit or malicious intent, but out of love, out of a profound, deeply human fear of burdening those they cherish most. They don't want to be a source of sorrow, a cloud hanging over your joy. But now, time is running thin, the sands are slipping through the hourglass, and heaven, in its infinite mercy, is gently pulling back the veil, allowing you a glimpse of the truth. They are not distant, not irrelevant to your life. In fact, their presence has always lingered just beneath the surface of your awareness, a subtle undercurrent in the stream of your days. They are the one you remember at strange hours, in the quiet moments before sleep, the one whose laughter used to bring you a sense of profound peace, a deep, soul-soothing calm. They are perhaps the one who hurt you, maybe unintentionally, maybe deeply. Or perhaps you are the one who caused them pain, a regret that still lingers in the shadows of your heart. Or perhaps, and this is just as likely, no one is to blame. Perhaps it was simply life, the relentless currents of time and circumstance that inexorably drifted the two of you apart, pulling you in different directions. But the connection, the bond between you, never truly died. The spiritual thread that wove your lives together was never severed because God Himself wove it with intention, with a purpose that transcends time and space. And now that thread is being tugged again, gently but insistently, drawing you back into their orbit. This person doesn't want to be remembered by silence, by the cold, sterile absence of communication. They don't want bitterness to be the final word between you, a sour taste lingering on your tongues for eternity. They don't want their final act to be distance, a chasm of separation that can never be bridged. They want peace, a reconciliation, a resolution, a sense of closure that allows both of you to move forward with grace. And they're praying for it, quietly, desperately, their soul knocking softly at the door of your awareness, hoping that somehow, without words, you'll see through the cracks in their carefully constructed facade, that you'll remember who they used to be before the silence settled in like a shroud, that you'll hear what they cannot bring themselves to say. "Please notice me before I'm gone," their heart whispers in the stillness. That's why this message has reached you now, at this precise moment in time. Not to frighten you, not to fill you with dread or anxiety, but to position you, to prepare you for what is to come, to arm you with the knowledge and the understanding you need to act. Because the Most High has seen the spiritual weight of what is unfolding, the gravity of the situation, and He would not leave you unaware, adrift in the dark. This is not punishment, not a cosmic retribution for past failings. This is precision, a carefully orchestrated moment, a divinely timed intervention. You may wonder, why didn't God show me sooner? Why has this revelation been delayed until now? But the delay wasn't neglect, not a sign of indifference. It was grace, a tender, loving act of preparation, a holy preparation of your heart, a necessary period of gestation. Because had you known too soon, fear might have overtaken you, paralyzing you with anxiety. Anger, resentment, old wounds might have spoken before love had a chance to rise, to assert itself, to guide your actions. But now your spirit is ready. Your compassion is awake, fully alert and engaged. Your soul has been aligned, calibrated for such a time as this, a moment of profound importance. Do not let fear take the lead. Do not allow it to dictate your actions. Don't let pride keep your mouth closed, silencing the words of love and reconciliation that need to be spoken. Don't let the pain of the past rob you of the healing that could unfold right now, in this very instant. Because though it feels like things are falling apart, crumbling around you, know that in the hands of God, even disintegration is purposeful. Things are actually falling into place, aligning according to a divine plan. What you thought was unraveling, disintegrating into chaos, is actually being rewoven into something stronger, deeper, eternal, a tapestry of love and forgiveness that will endure for generations to come. Sometimes what looks like the end, the final curtain call, is just the beginning of healing, the first glimmer of dawn after a long dark night. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" This is that moment, the fulfillment of that ancient promise. The new thing isn't loud, boisterous, announcing itself with thunder and lightning. It doesn't demand attention or force its way into your life. It comes quietly, subtly, in a message like this one, in a stirring in your chest, in a flash of memory you can't quite explain. And yes, that memory, the one that made your heart catch just now, the one that brought a lump to your throat, that's the sign you've been waiting for. That's the person, the individual upon whom the divine spotlight is shining, the soul who desperately needs your love, your words of comfort, your unwavering presence. They have been waiting not on doctors, not on test results or medical interventions, but on you. Your name has been whispered in their prayers, though they never dared to say it aloud, fearing rejection, fearing disappointment. Your face has been etched in their memories, a cherished image they revisit in moments of solitude, though they haven't reached out, haven't dared to make the first move. But deep down, in the secret places of their heart, they hoped. Maybe you would come, maybe you would notice, maybe, somehow, love would circle back, completing its journey. And now it has, because this message isn't just about their healing, their restoration. It's about yours as well, a double blessing unfolding before your very eyes. You may not have realized how deeply their distance cut you, how their silence left a gaping wound in your own spirit, a void that ached with loneliness. You may have told yourself you moved on, that it didn't matter, that life was just busy, filled with other concerns. But here's the truth. The undeniable reality that you can no longer ignore. Love buried is still love alive, its embers glowing beneath the surface, waiting for the right moment to be rekindled. It just needed the right moment to breathe again, to burst into flame. And this is that moment, the spark that ignites the dormant fire. When God reveals hidden sickness, it is never to instill fear, to paralyze you with dread. It is to awaken compassion, to stir your heart with empathy and understanding. And where compassion awakens, where genuine empathy takes root, miracles always follow. They are as inevitable as the sunrise. This is not just about illness, about a physical malady. This is about intercession, about standing in the gap for someone in need, offering your prayers and your support. This is not just about suffering, about enduring pain. This is about reconnection, about mending broken bonds, restoring fractured relationships. This is not just about time running out, about a life drawing to a close. It's about eternity breaking in, about a moment of grace that transcends the limitations of the temporal world. You were chosen for this, handpicked by destiny, not because you are perfect, flawless, but because you are willing to open your heart, willing to extend your hand, willing to step into the unknown. Because even though your hands may tremble with anxiety and your heart may hesitate, filled with doubt, your spirit is ready, aligned with the divine will, and the Spirit of God is with you, guiding you, empowering you every step of the way. You do not walk into this alone. You are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, supported by the strength of the Almighty. Joshua 1 verse 9 declares, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So go with love. Let it be your guiding principle. Go with compassion, allowing it to soften your heart and inform your actions. Go with hope, holding on to the belief that healing is possible, that restoration is within reach. Say what needs to be said. Express the feelings that have been bottled up for too long. Offer the grace you've been withholding. Forgive the offenses, both real and perceived, that have created a barrier between you. Ask the question you've been avoiding, the one that holds the key to unlocking understanding and reconciliation. Send the message your pride tried to silence, the words of love and support that have been trapped behind a wall of ego. Because what stands between silence and healing, between estrangement and reconciliation, is one act of obedience, one small step of faith. And it might be yours to take. You may be that person, the one who can bridge the gap, who can offer the comfort and support that is so desperately needed. They may not say much, they may struggle to express their emotions, but they will feel everything. The depth of your compassion, the sincerity of your concern. The moment your voice breaks through their solitude, their spirit will respond, like a flower turning its face toward the sun. Not with words, perhaps not with tears, but something will shift. A subtle change in their demeanor, a softening of their gaze. Walls will tremble, cracks will appear in their carefully constructed defenses, and healing will begin, slowly but surely. You may be the miracle they've been praying for, the answer to their unspoken pleas. Let that sink in. Allow the weight of that possibility to settle upon you. Not a miracle from the sky, a deus ex machina swooping in to solve all their problems. Not a miracle wrapped in lightning or fire, a dramatic, earth-shattering event, but a miracle wrapped in skin and bone and grace, a human embodiment of divine love. A miracle that looks like you showing up when it mattered most, offering your presence, your support, your unwavering compassion. And in that sacred moment, when their heart softens and the silence lifts, when the dam finally breaks and the emotions flow freely, God will be there. Not distant, not watching from afar, but standing with you, breathing peace into the room, whispering healing over the hurt, mending what years in silence tried to tear apart. Don't miss this. Don't dismiss this as a fleeting impulse or a random thought. You don't need to be extraordinary. You don't need to possess special skills or abilities. You only need to be present, available, attentive, willing to offer your love and support. The Most High will do the rest. He will fill in the gaps. He will amplify your efforts. He will transform your simple acts of kindness into moments of profound healing. There is still breath in their lungs, a vital spark that refuses to be extinguished. That breath is enough, a testament to the enduring power of life. There is still hope, a flickering flame in the darkness, refusing to be snuffed out. That hope is alive, waiting to be fanned into a roaring fire. There is still time, and you hold it now, in this very moment, the power to make a difference, to alter the course of their journey. Let love lead you. Let it be your compass, your guiding star. Let compassion move you, inspiring you to action. And let heaven write the rest, orchestrating the details, weaving the threads of your lives together into a tapestry of healing and reconciliation. Pause for just a moment, take a deep breath, because what you are about to receive is not ordinary, not mundane. This is not just another passing word in a noisy world, another fleeting distraction in the constant barrage of information. This is a holy interruption, a divine whisper breaking through the blur of routine, demanding the full attention of your spirit. Because God is calling you, not to panic, not to retreat in fear, not to harden your heart against the pain of others, but to rise up, to respond with courage, to act in the power of love. Someone you love is suffering in silence, bearing a burden you cannot fully comprehend. That's not speculation, not a guess based on incomplete information. It's revelation, a divine insight into the hidden reality of their struggle. It may be subtle, masked by politeness, hidden beneath layers of laughter, concealed by a facade of distance. But it's there, lurking beneath the surface, waiting to be acknowledged. And now, the Spirit of the Lord is opening your eyes to see what has been buried under layers of fear and pride, to recognize the truth that has been hidden in plain sight. This is not the hour for hesitation, the time for procrastination. This is not the season for ego or old wounds to speak louder than grace, drowning out the voice of compassion. This is not the time to replay the past, to dwell on past grievances when the present is pleading for mercy, for understanding, for a chance at redemption. This is the moment for your soul to do what it was born to do, shine, to radiate the light of divine love into the darkness. You were chosen to receive this message, entrusted with this knowledge, because heaven knows something profound about you, that when your heart encounters truth, you do not turn away in fear, you do not shrink back in discomfort. You walk toward it, embracing the challenge, willing to confront the difficult realities, that when pain enters the room, your love does not run and hide. It rises to the occasion, becoming a source of comfort and strength. The Most High placed something extraordinary inside you long ago, a light that cannot be quenched by confusion, delay, or even betrayal. It is a flame that burns brightly, even in the darkest of nights. Let that light rise now. Let it illuminate the path before you. Let the fog clear, allowing you to see clearly the way forward. Let the noise quiet, silencing the doubts and fears that threaten to overwhelm you. Let the voice of God cut through everything that once kept you bound, imprisoned by your own limitations. You don't need perfect clarity to begin. You don't need to have all the answers neatly arranged before you take the first step. What you need is what you already have, a heart willing to love, even in the face of uncertainty, to stand firm, even when it's hard, to speak truth, even when it's uncomfortable. This is your sign, the confirmation you've been waiting for. You were meant to reach out, to extend a hand of friendship, to offer your support. You were meant to intercede, to advocate for this person, to lift them up in prayer. You were meant to ask questions, to probe beneath the surface, to uncover the hidden pain, to sit with the brokenhearted, offering your presence and your empathy, to pray with trembling hands, holding onto a faith that refuses to be shaken by doubt or fear. You were meant to be present, even when uninvited, to offer your support even when it's not explicitly requested. Because your presence is not just emotional, a mere expression of sympathy. It is spiritual, infused with divine power, carries authority, the weight of heaven behind it. It carries healing, the potential to mend broken spirits and restore fractured relationships. It carries the fragrance of Christ, a subtle aroma of love and compassion that can transform the atmosphere. Remember the woman with the issue of blood who reached for the hem of Jesus's garment, desperate for healing. She didn't cry out for attention. She didn't ask for permission. She simply touched, extending her hand in faith, and power left him, flowing from his being into hers, restoring her to wholeness. That is the mystery of presence, the profound impact of simply being there, offering your support in silent, steady, transformative. And you, chosen one, are carrying that same power, that same divine potential. Not because of who you are, not because of your own inherent abilities, but because of who is within you, the Spirit of God dwelling in your heart. Your very name holds healing, a resonance that can soothe a troubled soul. Even if they've stopped saying it, even if you haven't spoken in a long time, even if life has driven you to opposite corners of the earth, know this. In the Spirit, distance does not matter, physical separation is irrelevant. Time cannot dull divine purpose, the flame of love that burns eternally. And heaven has not forgotten, you have not been abandoned to this task. Someone you love is sick, someone in your circle is walking through a storm they never named, a tempest of emotions that threatens to overwhelm them. But someone you love is still within reach, still capable of receiving your love and support. And right now, heaven is activating your spirit, igniting a fire within you to bring hope where despair has started to settle, to offer a lifeline in the midst of their struggle. This is not a moment of grief, not a time for wallowing in sorrow or regret. This is not a descent into despair, a surrender to the darkness. This is an awakening, a holy invitation to step into a new level of spiritual maturity, to embrace your divine calling, to become a vessel of fearless love, a conduit of healing and hope, not soft love that avoids hard things, that shrinks back from confrontation, but bold tenderness, a love that is both gentle and strong, love that pursues even when rejected, refusing to give up on those who are struggling, love that speaks truth, even when afraid, even when it's uncomfortable, love that stands, even when others sit down, unwavering in its commitment to compassion. Not everyone gets this moment, this opportunity to make a difference. But you do, you have been chosen for this sacred task. Not everyone hears the whisper of the divine, but you have, because God trusts your heart. He knows your capacity for love. He knows that the flame inside of you can endure the heat of this moment, that you are strong enough to face this challenge. He knows you've been prepared, even if you feel unprepared, even if you doubt your own abilities. He knows your yes is enough to begin the healing. Your willingness to step forward is all that is required. Don't wait for the perfect time. Don't postpone action until the circumstances are ideal. There is no perfect time, no moment when everything aligns perfectly. There is only the time you sanctify by obedience, the moment you make holy by responding to the divine call. There is only now, the present moment, the opportunity that lies before you. Tears may come. Emotions may overwhelm you. Let them, allow yourself to feel the weight of the situation, to empathize with their pain. Let your heart feel what heaven is feeling, the burden of their suffering, the urgency of their need. Let your soul say what your mind cannot form into words. Let your actions speak volumes. This is not about performance, about flawlessly executing a plan. This is about presence, about offering your authentic self, your genuine compassion, your unwavering support. Your love is enough, your voice is enough, your touch, your text, your prayer, your simple act of reaching out. These are not small things, insignificant gestures. They are sacred things, infused with divine power. Let this message take root in you. Let it sink deep into your soul, transforming you from the inside out. Not just for today, but as a compass, a guiding principle that shapes your actions and directs your path. A truth you carry forward, informing every decision, every interaction. Because now you know the veil has been lifted, the truth has been revealed. And once you know, you cannot unknow, you cannot unsee what you have seen. The Spirit has stirred your awareness, awakening you to the reality of their suffering. The fog of maybe, the cloud of uncertainty has been cleared away by the certainty of calling, the undeniable pull of divine purpose. You are not guessing anymore. You're not relying on hunches or speculation. You're being guided, led by the Spirit of Truth who whispers, not just for you to feel, but for you to move, to act, to make a difference. Love them. Let your actions be motivated by compassion and empathy. Speak to them. Let your words be filled with kindness and understanding. Heal with them, offering your presence and your support on their journey to wholeness. And do it now. Don't delay. Don't postpone. Obedience sanctifies the moment, transforming the ordinary into the sacred. It makes now holy, a time of divine intervention. Time is precious, a finite resource that should not be squandered. Time is sacred, a gift from God to be used wisely and intentionally. Time is holy, a vessel for divine purpose. And right now, this very moment is a divine window, an opening to heaven, a portal of opportunity. One that won't stay open forever. Seize it while you can. You are not too late. You haven't missed your chance. You are right on time, perfectly positioned to make a difference. Because heaven always moves with precision, orchestrating events according to a divine plan. You may still wonder who it is, the specific individual who needs your help. The name may not yet be fully clear to your mind. The details may still be fuzzy around the edges. But trust this, your spirit already knows, it recognizes the resonance of their soul. If there's a name that keeps resurfacing, a thought that returns again and again, if there's a face that stirs something deep within you, a profound sense of connection, if there's a memory that won't let you go, a scene from the past that keeps replaying in your mind, that's not nostalgia, not a wistful longing for times gone by. That's not imagination, not a figment of your creative mind. That's revelation, a glimpse into the divine plan, a moment of clarity breaking through the fog. The God who sees what is hidden, who knows the secrets of every heart, has seen both their suffering and your calling, the burden they carry and your capacity to help. And he is weaving the two together for a holy purpose, creating a tapestry of healing and restoration. What looks like a breakdown, a moment of crisis and despair, is becoming a breakthrough, a pathway to new beginnings. What once felt like drifting apart, a slow, inexorable separation, is becoming a divine drawing together, a reunion orchestrated by heaven. This isn't just about their healing, their restoration to wholeness. It's about yours, too, a mutual journey of healing and reconciliation. Maybe you didn't realize how much pain you carried from their silence, how deeply their distance cut, how their absence left a void in your own life. Maybe you didn't know how profoundly their suffering affected you, how much it resonated with your own hidden wounds. But God knows, he sees the whole picture, the intricate web of connections that bind our lives together. And this is as much for your restoration as it is for theirs, a reciprocal act of grace. Because when we step into divine obedience, when we align our actions with the will of God, healing flows both ways, touching every life involved. Do not underestimate what God can do in a moment of yielded love, a single act of compassion. Do not discount the power of presence, the transformative impact of simply being there, offering your support and understanding. It is not your eloquence that will bring healing, not your clever words or persuasive arguments. It is your obedience, your willingness to step forward in faith. It is your humility, your recognition that you are not the Savior, but merely a vessel for divine grace. It is your willingness to say, I'm here, I see you, I hear you. I don't need all the answers, I don't need to fix everything. I just want you to know you're not alone. You are loved, you are supported. That is what breaks chains, that is what lifts burdens, that is what makes room for miracles, creating the space for divine intervention. There is breath in their lungs, a sign of life, a spark of hope. That breath is enough, a testament to the enduring power of the human spirit. And as long as there is breath, there is time. Time for redemption, time for restoration, time for love to say what pride once silenced, time to mend broken bonds. You've been prepared for this, equipped with the tools you need to face this challenge. Heaven has equipped you, surrounding you with grace and empowering you with strength. And your spirit is ready, aligned with the divine will, eager to fulfill its purpose. The moment is now, the opportunity is before you, the window is open. Walk in, step forward in faith. Speak life, breathe hope into the darkness. Extend grace, offering forgiveness and understanding. Carry peace, radiating calm and serenity into a troubled situation. And let God do what only He can, surrendering to His power, trusting in His plan. Because when love shows up, when genuine compassion enters the scene, darkness bows, retreats in the face of its overwhelming power. And when truth is spoken, when the hidden realities are brought into the light, healing begins, slowly but surely. Chosen one, as you reach the end of this message, know this, hold this truth in your heart. You are standing at the edge of a holy moment, a threshold of transformation. What you've just heard was not crafted by chance, not a random collection of words. It was not composed by accident, a series of coincidences aligning in a meaningless way. It was heaven's way of placing divine clarity in your hands, a gift of understanding and purpose. A whisper turned into a trumpet, amplifying the divine message, making it impossible to ignore. A nudge transformed into a calling, a summons to action that resonates deep within your soul. And now what was once invisible, lurking beneath the surface, has become undeniable, impossible to ignore. Someone close to you, perhaps emotionally distant, perhaps physically near, is in silent distress, bearing a burden they cannot carry alone. And God has entrusted you with the sacred responsibility of seeing them, recognizing their pain beneath the surface, hearing them, listening to the unspoken cries of their heart, and stepping in, offering your support and your love before silence writes the final chapter, before despair overwhelms them completely. This was never about guilt, about assigning blame or dwelling on past mistakes. This is about grace in motion, a manifestation of divine love in action. Grace that found you in the noise, piercing through the distractions and drawing you into awareness. Grace that pierced your heart with compassion, filling you with empathy and understanding. And grace that reminded you that even in a world overwhelmed by distractions, a world where it's easy to become self-absorbed, love still chooses to act, still seeks to alleviate suffering. Let this be your turning point, a pivotal moment that alters the course of your life, not a moment of passive inspiration, a fleeting feeling that fades with time, but a holy ignition, a spark that ignites a fire within you, fueling your actions and guiding your path. In the days ahead, don't just carry this word in memory, a collection of ideas that you can recall at will. Carry it into motion, let it inform your decisions and shape your interactions with others. Begin by paying closer attention, not just to what people say, their carefully constructed words, but to what they're not saying, the emotions and experiences that remain unspoken. Notice the pauses in conversations, the subtle shifts in tone, the hesitations and the evasions. Notice the ones who show up but don't speak much, the quiet observers who seem to be carrying a hidden weight. Learn to listen between the lines, to decipher the unspoken language of the heart. In everyday moments, ask deeper questions, go beyond the superficial pleasantries. Instead of, "How are you?" try, "How is your heart?" offering a safe space for vulnerability and honesty. Practice the kind of love that lingers long enough to wait for a real answer, refusing to be satisfied with a dismissive, "I'm fine." Be the friend who doesn't leave when the room gets quiet, who doesn't shy away from difficult emotions. Be the voice that stays when others walk away, offering unwavering support and understanding. If someone comes to mind during your day, a fleeting image or a persistent thought, pray for them right then, in that very moment. Don't wait until later. Don't postpone your intercession. Don't wait for a good moment, a time when you're feeling particularly spiritual. Text them, call them, ask them to lunch, offer your presence and your support. Don't try to fix them. Don't offer unsolicited advice or attempt to solve their problems. Just be with them, listen to their story, offer your empathy and understanding. Let your presence preach what your words cannot. Let your unwavering support speak volumes about your love and compassion. Start a rhythm of checking in regularly with people you haven't heard from in a while, reaching out to those who may have drifted out of your orbit. Keep a prayer list, not just for healing, but for reconnection, for restoration, for courage to reach out where pride once built walls. Create small moments of kindness, simple gestures that can make a big difference. Leave a handwritten note, a tangible expression of your care. Offer your time, the most valuable resource you possess. Cook a meal nourishing both their body and their soul. Hold space for someone's tears without offering solutions, allowing them to feel their emotions without judgment. Begin treating everyday interactions like divine appointments, opportunities to extend God's love to those around you, because they are. And above all, keep your heart open, vulnerable to the needs of others. Stay sensitive to the quiet prompts of the Holy Spirit, the gentle nudges that guide your actions. Some of the most life-altering conversations won't come with flashing lights or obvious signs. They won't be dramatic or earth-shattering. They'll begin in car rides, in coffee shops, at dinner tables, in simple text messages, ordinary moments transformed by divine purpose. Don't rush past these moments. Don't dismiss them as insignificant. Recognize them for what they are. Holy intersections, points of contact between the earthly and the divine, where obedience meets opportunity. This is not the end, the final chapter of the story. This is the beginning of something sacred, a new chapter unfolding before your eyes. Heaven did not just call you to receive a message, to passively absorb information. Heaven called you to become the message, a living, breathing, walking extension of the mercy that sought you out in this very moment, a testament to the transformative power of divine love. Don't let that flame go out. Don't allow it to be extinguished by doubt or fear. Keep it burning in prayer, in presence, in courage, and in quiet, relentless love, never giving up on those who need you most. Because the truth is there's still someone waiting, someone longing for your presence, your support, your love, and now you are ready, equipped and empowered to make a difference in their life. Before we close, before we move on with our day, let us enter into a sacred moment together, a shared experience of divine connection. This is not just the end of a message, not simply the conclusion of a set of words. This is the beginning of a movement, a holy response, a spiritual realignment, a commitment to act in accordance with the divine will. And now, beloved, we seal what has stirred our spirits, what has resonated within our souls, with a prayer that shakes heaven and steadies the soul, a plea for guidance and strength. Heavenly Father, we come before you, humbled by the weight of this message, recognizing the gravity of the situation, and awakened by the power of your voice, the gentle nudging of your spirit. Lord, you interrupted our day, disrupting the routines and distractions that keep us from seeing the needs of those around us, not to distract us, not to pull us away from our responsibilities, but to deliver us into purpose, to align us with your divine plan. Thank you for choosing this moment, for opening our eyes to see the suffering of others, and for entrusting us with such a holy assignment, the privilege of offering love and support to those in need. You have reminded us, God, that this life is not just about survival, about meeting our own needs and pursuing our own desires. It is about sacred connection, about recognizing the interconnectedness of all beings. It is about divine sensitivity, about tuning our hearts to the needs of those around us. It is about stepping into the unseen, venturing into the realm of the spirit, and standing for those whose strength is fading, offering our support to those who are struggling to stand on their own. So Abba, Father, awaken our discernment, sharpen our spirits, help us to see with clarity and understanding. Let us not be dull in the places you are trying to make sharp. Don't allow us to be resistant to the changes you are trying to bring about in our lives. Open our eyes to the pain hiding behind smiles, the suffering concealed by a facade of normalcy. Open our ears to the silence that screams, the unspoken cries for help that we often miss. Open our hearts to love without hesitation, without fear, without ego, allowing compassion to flow freely through us. Father, for the one who is sick but silent, the one who is suffering in secret, give us ears to hear their unspoken cries, to understand the depths of their pain. Let their name rise in our spirit with urgency and clarity, guiding our actions and directing our path. Let us not miss the whisper of heaven because we were waiting for a shout. Don't allow us to be so focused on the dramatic that we miss the subtle nudges of your spirit. Forgive us for every time we dismissed the nudge, ignored the prompt, delayed the call, or let pride write the last sentence, allowing our egos to silence the voice of compassion. Today we surrender, we lay down our pride and our fears. Today we choose to respond, to act in accordance with your divine will. Holy Spirit, empower us to move with compassion that is bold, love that is fearless, and tenderness that is fierce, a combination of gentleness and strength that can overcome any obstacle. Remind us that our presence, our voice, our gentle reach is not small, not insignificant. It is sacred, infused with divine power. Because when you speak through us, when we become vessels for your love, healing walks into the room, transforming the atmosphere. We are not saviors, we are not capable of fixing everything on our own. But we are carriers of your presence, conduits of your divine love, and that is more than enough, it is all that is required. God, we pray for the one who is hurting, the one our spirit cannot stop thinking about, the individual who is constantly on our mind. You know their condition, you understand the depth of their suffering. You've counted their tears, you've witnessed their pain. You've stood beside them in every sleepless night, offering your comfort and your strength. Every moment they clung to hope in secret, whispering prayers in the darkness. Lord, be their comfort, be their peace, be their healer. Surround them with your love and protection, but also make us an extension of that healing, a tangible manifestation of your grace in their lives. Give us the courage to